Hello and welcome to our Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System Virtual Retreat Day. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo and I'm excited to welcome you here to spend the day with me. I really enjoy this format of delivery versus some of the shorter calls just because we can really get into stuff and we can create an environment where it's like we're there. I mean, it's not exactly like we're there in person, although one of these days I'll get brave and use the video conferencing feature on Join Me, which would allow us to see each other. But that would imply that I have to get dressed and comb my hair and do all those sorts of sane, civilized things that people who work in the outside world do, but people who work virtually behind their computer don't necessarily have to do. So most days you'll find me in my yoga pants or my running clothes. And usually my hair is not combed because I've just come back from exercise or it's a mess from sleeping. So there you go. TMI probably, but it's the life that I enjoy having because I work from home. And I love when I get together with you guys and spend the day. And so that's what this day is going to be. It's an all-day retreat. And I call them retreats because it's more than just a seminar. It's more than just a webinar. It's really where we get to interact and grow together. So thank you for being here. And I just want to make sure, like usual, I get this part out of the way, that we're not talking about medical care. We're not talking diagnosis and treatment. Unless you are licensed to do that and are sitting across from your client face to face in that therapeutic relationship, what we're doing is assessment and evaluation and looking for the roadblocks, looking for the obstacles that are keeping that person from reaching their full potential. And then helping them with a plan and educating them and giving them tools and resources so that they can remove those obstacles and move forward. And some of the cases you get are going to be really straightforward, like, you know, those cigarettes and the McDonald's and a lot of the other things that are going on could really be having a little impact. And other times you're going to have someone who has an impeccable diet and has been working on this for years, like one of the cases we're going to do today. And then you're going to sit there scratching your head, and that's when you're going to be really glad that you're here studying with me here, because we're going deep. We're helping you to go deep so that when the stuff you think is going to work doesn't, that you have some pathways and some ways of looking at it that might be different and may come up with something very useful for that person. So that said, let's just talk about the agenda. I will loosely follow this format. I don't know exactly how long each section's going to be. We'll find that out when we do it. But my goal is to go through the first three sections at least before our break. The way we structure these virtual retreat days is that I do short breaks and then I do one longer break. So it's like having a lunch break. So basically, we'll go roughly an hour to an hour and a half and then take a, like, 10-15 minute break. Then we'll go another hour to an hour and a half. And then so midway, we'll take about a half an hour break so you can stretch and get something to eat and get outside, move around a little bit. And then we'll come back and do the same in the afternoon as we did in the morning until we finish up. So my goal is that I think we'll get through all of the client assessment and education strategies piece, the community education and the creating a coaching package piece, and then maybe even get started on one of the cases before we take a break. Okay? So we'll just play it by ear, and I promise you not to make you go too long. I once did one of these virtual retreats, actually not for practitioners, but for consumers, and it was on nutrigenomics, and everybody submitted their methylation pathways and their 23andMe results, and I was just going through them one after another and telling them what I was finding and giving them some educational suggestions as a result. And I completely forgot to take any breaks. And we went for 7 straight hours. And I realized after the 7 straight hours that we hadn't taken any break. And we still had like a dozen people still there. So it was a testament to their dedication. I'm sure they got up and took pee breaks, but I didn't. I promise you I won't do that to you. I did it once and I won't do it again. So let's just go through the agenda. These are the things I want to cover. But again, I want it to be fluid. I want it to be interactive. So it's not like, okay, I'm going to present this whole, you know, 2-hour piece and then you can ask questions. If you've got questions going on in between that's going to clarify things for people, then I'm going to bring those up. If you have a question that's completely unrelated to what I'm talking about at that point, then I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to answer it until the appropriate point or until we open up for open Q&A. So let's just get going on the agenda. So I wanted to start with really reviewing client assessment and education strategies. So how are we looking at this person in front of us that's presenting because they are not feeling so hot? And maybe they are presenting because they overtly know that they have a digestive problem, and maybe not. And maybe you're going to be looking to see if it's a digestive problem. Now, this system, this approach works for whatever problem this person's presenting. Since this is the digestive track, we're going to kind of focus our assessment pieces on the digestion. But it's really important, no matter what, is to do a thorough history, and I'll explain to you what that is, to possibly do some labs and possibly do some home assessments with them. Then we're going to talk about community education. Now, how do you take all the stuff that you learned in this program and put it into a presentation that you can go out into your community and do, and actually use that presentation to generate a new steady stream of clientele? So we'll talk to you about some strategies there. And we're going to talk to you about creating coaching packages. What I highly discourage is that you see people on a one-off basis. In other words, that means somebody calls you up, say, hey, my friend Mary recommended you. She said she thinks you could help me design a nutrition program to help me with my irritable bowel. I'd love to get in and talk to you. You meet with that person and you charge them for a visit, and then you say, okay, let's follow up in about a week so I can give you the next piece of this, or that I can review my findings and then get back to you. And then you charge them for that, and then you say, come back in another week. Inevitably, what happens is that they stretch their visits out further than is comfortable for you, because then you lose track of where they are. They can get way off stream. Plus, they try to conserve money and they don't come as often. And I've had people do that where a year and a half later, they call me back and they say, you know, I'm not sure this program that you put together for me is really working. I'm like, well, that's because we gave you the initial starting point of the program. There's no way I have a crystal ball that I can look at a person once and say, this is your program for the rest of your life. We go through the layering, the unlayering of the onion. So I really recommend coaching packages, and I'll talk to you about the variety of ways you can do that. And then we have three cases, Michelle, Tiffany, and Patty, all three uploaded cases, and we'll go through those. Michelle's is the most comprehensive, so we're going to start there because we're going to learn a lot from the way that Michelle did it. Congratulations, Michelle. You did an awesome job. Very thorough, very complete, and a very complex case, so it will keep us thinking. And then certification requirements, we're going to talk about that, because you can get a certification as a digestive system master coach, and I'll share with you how you go about doing that. All of those requirements are currently listed on the website so that you can review those. And then there's some benefits to doing those certifications in terms of, you know, materials and licensing and things that you can use that I've developed, so that you don't have to spend the next 20 years developing stuff like I have. And then we'll have open Q&A. Now, open Q&A, I put that at the end because that's a good time for it, but we can have Q&A throughout. So we'll take breaks for questions very frequently throughout. So before we begin, I want to make sure everybody has what they need. There should be the materials for this day, this retreat day, are on the site, on the Instant Teleseminar site, off to the left-hand side, where you have, I think it says slides is one. That's a copy of these slides. Slides printer friendly is a copy of these slides with three per three per page with places to take notes. And then there's another one that is the case history combined packet, and that has all the intakes for the three of the cases that we're going to do today. And then there's another one, which is worksheets for helping you to create your own coaching packages. So those are the things that you have access to currently. So if you don't already have them either downloaded or printing, whatever you prefer to do, you can do that while we're speaking. Just we'll make sure you're on mute, which you are, so we don't hear your printer going clang, clang, clang. I mean, you don't have to print off the slides, but a lot of times it's a really good place to take notes, so you can print off the printer-friendly ones. And then certainly the coaching packages piece and the cases, you want to be able to at least have open on your screen when we go through them. So that's it. Any questions before we begin about the logistics or anything at all, go ahead and raise your hand with a star 2 or just type it into the chat and I'll take care of that and then I'll begin. Make sure you have paper, pen, some kind of writing utensil or something, a computer, you know, if you take notes on the computer. I tend to like to take notes on Evernote when I'm listening to webinars, which is an awesome tool. And make sure you have something to drink handy.